Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I cannot believe this morning. It has just been absolutely amazing. I mean, we had the founder of the first equity crowdfunding portal in the state of Arizona, Fund My Business AZ. We had the founder of Ziggy's Dairy. I mean, this is the yogurt you can find in almost every single grocery store. And we had the four-time Emmy Award-winning producer who's partnered with John Paul DeJoria, who we also had on the air, and we found out what incredible things he's doing, but it just keeps going and going and going. And I got to talk to you about our next hero. I mean, I got to bow down to our next guest, actually. He's as close as it gets to having invented the internet. How close, you ask? Oh, our next hero is the internet pioneer who created DNS. That's Domain Name System. In other words, he's the reason the world uses the internet. Paul Makapetras. Paul, for our listeners, including myself, who may not know exactly what the DNS means, can you explain it in fifth grade language so that I can understand?
Sure. When you use the internet and you have email addresses, like mine is pvm@threatstop.com, you have yours, and when you go to web pages like google.com, those little chunks of text in there that have the dots in them are names, and they allow you to describe where everything is in the internet. So there's sort of two parts to the magic, one of which is the whole thing that allows everybody in the world to have their own name if you want one. There's about 10 billion of those that are out there. And the second part of the magic is that from any place in the internet, you can look up the information that's associated with any name. So you become something on the internet by first getting a name and then putting information in there that says, hi, I'm a website, or hi, I'm a phone, or whatever. So that directory of everything that exists in the internet is the basis for the way that we distribute control, so that we don't have to have one big bureaucracy doing it. Now we have thousands of bureaucracies. Each country has its own way of allocating domain names. And then there's also, you know, commercial names like the .com or the .bank. There's thousands of them now that establishes the identity of anything that wants to be part of the internet.
Well, let's be happy that you created it. Otherwise, we'd still be in the Stone Age. But how do you dream up something like this? How do you come up with it?
People have a lot of stories about how it first started. But the real story is that I worked at MIT way back when doing distributed computers, because we couldn't afford a big computer for the project that I was working on, which now became the Media Lab. So it goes to show how big things can grow. And then I worked on some spacecraft where you can't fix them. You have to figure out how to have sort of redundant systems so if something breaks, it can continue on. Those ideas kind of were in my mind when somebody, John Postel, another famous internet person, came along and said, hey, Paul, can you think about designing something to take care of this little problem? And in reality, I kind of had a bigger goal in mind, and I got away with it because nobody thought at the time that names were an important part of the internet. Whereas today, I'm sure you know that there's billions of dollars and billions of names out there, and people are fighting about them all the time.
Now, Paul, you're now with ThreatStop.com. That's ThreatStop.com. We'll also have the link, everybody, on our website, Alliances.com. And your title means that you're super smart, because your title is the Chief Scientist. Tell me about your role and what the company does.
Sure. Well, you know, the problem is now that we created a system where there's billions of different things out there that are all registered and have names, how do you know which ones are safe and which ones aren't? So what ThreatStop does is it goes out and from the best sources, and these are things like governments or other kinds of security organizations, collects information about which of those are naughty and which are nice. And we let that information, we cook it up into a format where we can just download it into your firewalls or whatever protection devices. So you can always be up to date about who you should talk to and who you shouldn't. And that's one of the first security foundations that most modern networks should have. Right now, the biggest threat is ransomware, which threatens to encrypt your whole machine until you pay and make it useless. And we've been working on stopping that. But there's a lot of bad guys out there on the internet who have their own business models, and we're there to try and keep other people safe.
Incredible. And we're talking with Paul Makapetris. I mean, this is the gentleman, the chief scientist, the guy who invented, created DNS, domain name service. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, the DNS database was, from what I understand, right, originally not designed for security. Yet every computer, smartphone, car, home, and I think, what, even toasters now or soon will be using the DNS. So how does your company, again, ThreatStop, what type of customer would be coming and going to ThreatStop and using it?
Yeah, well, I think the thing you have to understand is 30 years ago, it was sort of like I was the Wright brothers, okay? And I had to prove that you could make a machine that would fly. So in the original machine, there was no drink cart, and there was no bathrooms, and there was not even any seats, just like the Wright brothers didn't. But there was an allowance in there for the system to grow in a lot of different ways. I anticipated that it would grow in a huge number of ways, but just to get it off the ground and to get people to start using it way back when, it had to be stripped down to just barely get off the ground. Over the years, hundreds of people have added features to the DNS, and one of the more recent features is DNSSEC, a security thing, infrastructure. So for certain kinds of security problems, DNSSEC will work. There are other security things that have been added. I mean, one of my accomplishments is that I kind of created the, if you think of DNS as a building, I created the basement and the first two floors, but since then people have added 30 or 40 more floors. Lots of people have built on top of it and a new idea. ThreatStop itself, with this idea about distributing security information about domain names using the DNS itself, is perhaps the 15th floor. It's a technology built upon the thing that I invented at the University of Southern California 30 years ago. So there's been a lot added over time.
Now, Paul, you've won many recognitions for your achievements as a pioneer of the internet, and also continuing to innovate. What advice, though, do you have for children who want to grow up and be as successful as you are? In other words, have a major impact on the world like you have?
Well, I tell them, I'm first of all a believer in, you need to find something that you can be passionate about. People disagree about that. The other thing I tell students is look for opportunity at the place where two different fields come together. So that, for example, in the case of the DNS, I said, what we're going to do is we're going to be at the edge of networking and at a database, a distributed database. That's where there's a lot of opportunities. And lastly, try to find a problem where everybody else is skeptical about whether or not this is important. The reason people always say, how did you get this great job of designing the DNS when you were just, a recent graduate? And I said, well, nobody thought it was important. So, what you got to do is to try and find something that you believe in that can make a big difference. And it's best if you don't have 5,000 other people competing with you. I did the same thing with internet over cable as a startup back in 95. The common advice was, it'll never work. We've tried for 20 years. It wouldn't work. But I felt that because of integrated circuit technology and digital signal processing, at any rate, the technology was going to make it fly where it hadn't been able to fly before. And it's sort of the default way that people get broadband in the U.S. today. So you got to look for those kind of opportunities.
Incredible. And I got to ask you, Paul, you mentioned a little bit earlier, we've got a little less than a minute left, but you mentioned earlier about ransomware and stuff. I hear about it. I've been reading it nonstop, too, in the news. Well, what should somebody do if they get this message about ransomware on their computer?
Well, if you're getting the message about how your computer has been taken over, the first thing you can do is you can take a look at whether or not people you do this on another computer. You can take a look for advice about some of the ransomware people have figured out how to basically decrypt it. So even though your computer has been taken over, you can go and get advice online from some security experts about maybe you have a variety that you can just fix, because those guys aren't perfect. The next thing you have to do is decide whether or not you want to pay, because there are some varieties where the choice you basically have is pay or not get your stuff back. And in any case, the step after that is to figure out how you're never going to let this happen to you again. And part of that is taking backups. Another part of that is making sure that your firewalls and all of the other, you've paid for all of these security devices, make sure they have the most up-to-date information, because if they're using, you know, last year's information about who the bad guys are, they're not going to keep you safe. That's what our, you know, main thrust of ThreatStop is we give you up-to-the-minute information that's constantly refreshed about who the bad guys are.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Paul, you're a true internet pioneer. You invented the DNS domain name system for the internet. You brought us out of the Stone Age. You continue to work hard to ensure safety and security. That's a hero. Paul Makapetras, go to ThreatStop.com. You can also go to Alliances.com where we'll have the information. This is David Kogan with Alliances, and thank you to our producer, Glue, by going to LoopyDocs.com, LoopyDocs.com.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.